Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about helping your children succeed in school. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what are some of the basics that parents can do to support their kids in their school success?
So parents can, for example, do the homework with their child that inspires them the most, where the relationship between yourself and your child is something pleasant. And then delegate the work that annoys you the most to the other parent, to a tutor, to a teacher, etc. Unless you're having a lot of fun, don't add extra work for your child to do, in the sense that we want to avoid an overdose of formal stimulation. It's important for the brain to be able to have some downtime. So don't be adding all sorts of extra all the time.
So no, don't use the phrase, so why don't you? That's going to be the killer phrase. The kid's going to go, I've got my bit here, I need to do that.
Right.
And that's it. Right. Okay. So it's interesting what you're saying there is do the homework the kid enjoys.
And that the parent enjoys with them.
Yes.
Where you're like, this is a fun interaction.
Right.
Versus stressful, pressure cooker, et cetera, power play, why aren't you doing that? Let's do that. Sit down and do it. I don't know. This is not an interaction that's amenable, if you like, to the learning process. We have to be, our minds have to be receptive to learning.
So what do you do then if your child is performing badly academically, getting the bad grades?
Our job, one of our jobs as a parent, is to preserve the child's self-esteem. What that means if they get bad grades is to help digest the bad news with them in a protective spirit, in a way that's going to reduce the child's anxiety, as opposed to then adding your own anxiety and pressure for their own performance. So in that sense, we have to remember that anxiety paralyzes thinking and therefore is not going to help your child to then increase their performance at school. So we really need to contain the feelings, help the child to not make them so permanent feeling, like as though they're now a bad student because they got a bad grade. And then if necessary, take some very concrete action if they need some support in that class, for example. But taking it out of the personal zone. It's not you're a bad person or incapable.
So what happens then if the child doesn't like a particular teacher?
Okay, so there's kind of different, there's a spectrum, if you like. There could be some dislike that's very justified. There might be a necessity to have some kind of intervention if the teacher's, doing something that's not acceptable. On the other hand, it could be that the child is complaining about the teacher and it's important to not side necessarily with the child. In other words, allow the child to have their own relationship with that teacher, which is going to include that they are happy with the teacher sometimes, just like they're unhappy with them other times. That's important in terms of sending the message to the child that they are allowed to have a life independent from the parent with other adults. Having further adult figures, of which teachers are key, is a really beautiful and beneficial thing for children to have access to. Furthermore, parents can avoid conflict between authority figures. In other words, it's important to support, if it's a justified benevolent authority, to support the teacher's authority faced with the child, as opposed to siding with the child. It kind of goes back to some of the sibling rivalry dynamics between kids and parents.
So don't undermine the authority in the system of the school if there's no good reason. Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website at cabinetweber.net, or you can visit our website if you want to hear that again and others in the series, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.